And I see some familiar faces, although I'm looking at the backs of their heads right now. But in a moment, I'll see their faces. They're in their main studio right now. They have a number of selections that they are going to be performing. Join me now as we welcome violinists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Feel free to clap. And I'm mistaken. I said violinists, but I know there's violists that are here too. Or is it violists? It's violists. And I'm going to just ask you to introduce yourself, and we'll talk about who just played.
Okay. My name is Margo Pasola, and I'm a violin and viola teacher at Pittsburgh Music Academy. And our two students that just played are Zora Grace Mosley and Micah Isner.
Well, let's meet each of you. I'm going to start with you, Micah. First, do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening at home or in the car or later on the on-demand replay?
Just everybody in my family who's listening.
Where do you go to school and what grade are you in?
Mellon Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
Mellon in Mount Lebanon? Great. Well, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing the viola for about a year.
Wow, you sound great. What do you like about it?
I just like being able to play different songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, for some people, it's relaxing or just fun, too. It sounds like it's fun. You're smiling a lot as you play. And sitting next to me, your first name again, is it Zora?
Yes, Zora.
And where are you from, Zora? What school do you go to?
South Fayette Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And what instrument are you playing?
Viola.
I thought so. It's sort of hidden there for me as you're holding it behind your back just about. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
All of my family. Yeah.
That's good. You got them all covered. I thought you've got a beautiful pin on, or a pendant that you're wearing that has a sparkly, we'll call it a viola, around there. Who gave you that pin? That's beautiful. Or I'm calling it a pin. It's a necklace.
One of my other viola teachers gave it to me.
That's really pretty. You must really like playing, too.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you played?
3 years.
Wow. Well, we have another song, I think, from this trio coming up. And can you tell us what this one will be?
This is Musette, and it's by Johann Sebastian Bach.
I think you'll recognize this here. Again, actually a duo accompanied by their teacher, making it a trio from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Wonderful that so many people are out here to support family members and friends that are here playing. And we have another player that is going to join us now. Let's meet you before you play. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Hi. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 8 years old and I go, my mom teaches me.
Oh, you're homeschooled. And how long have you played? Do you have a viola or a violin?
I played the viola since January, and I played the violin for 2 years.
And do you like one more than the other?
Not really.
Yeah, they're similar. They're different instruments. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I would like to say hello to my grandparents that live close to here and my cousins that live in Ohio.
Wonderful. And by the way, if you're listening, no matter where you are, and if you would like to text a message to us, you can do that. All you need to do is send a message to 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, and I'll pass it along to whoever is playing. Marco, you took lessons with Pittsburgh Music Academy, right?
I did, actually.
So it's got to be really cool for you to be playing. How old were you when you took lessons when you started?
I started when I was 9, and I started on violin, actually. And it wasn't until, let's see here, my last year of undergraduate, my last semester, that I finally decided I want to play viola.
Well, it's neat that you're teaching now at the same place where your career started. What is the next song?
The next song that we'll be playing is Minuet 1, and that is also by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you. That was nicely done. What's next, Margo?
Bohemian folk song. And, well, it's a folk song, so we really don't know who wrote it.
Once again, these are violinists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. We will have also some violinists and violists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. We will have some additional violin performances this morning during our Youth Expression Showcase from Seton Music School. If you're tuning in, I want to be sure you know these are our students from Pittsburgh Music Academy. And I almost didn't notice that another musician joined us for that last song. What's your name?
Cambria.
Hi, Cambria. Have you been here before?
No.
No, and you're Cambria with a K, though, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. How old are you?
7.
And where do you go to school?
Foster.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on the radio or who's here?
My grandma and my grandpa.
Very good. Well, it's nice to meet you. And I think we still have 2 or 3 more selections to go. What's next?
French folk song, which is another folk song that we don't know who wrote it. And like Bohemian folk song, it's fairly short too.
Once again, Pittsburgh Music Academy. I want to remind you again that if you want to send a message to any of our musicians, it's easy to do so. You can just text us at 412-200-5975, and we'll pass that along. Does anybody in the audience have any comments they want to pass along or any questions at all? You're welcome to if you have any. Doesn't sound like it. Oh, here's one. Come on up, sir, and I'll let you go ahead.
What's the difference between a violin and a viola?
What is the difference between a violin and a viola? Does anybody want to tackle that one? Do you want to tackle it? What's your name?
Maya.
Hi, Maya. How old are you?
4.
And what's the difference?
One has an E string and one has a C string.
One has an E string. Which one is that?
Violin.
The violin. And one has a C string?
Viola.
Very good. Is that, that's great. I was going to say, is it right? It's obviously right because you said that with such confidence. Maya, what community do you live in? Are you in kindergarten or preschool? Where are you?
Preschool.
What's the name of your preschool?
Daycare.
Daycare preschool. It's nice to meet you. Who's here with you today? Who brought you here?
My dad.
Where is he? Is he out there somewhere? There he is. Well, he must be proud of you. Do you like playing the violin?
I play the viola.
Oh, it's because it has what string again?
C.
It's hard to tell because you're playing a small viola. Do you like playing viola?
Yeah.
What do you like about it? Is it fun? Well, that's good. Okay. Hopefully that answered your question, sir. I know it answered a lot of mine. And Maya is joining us now. And what are we going to hear?
Well, this is our last piece. We'll be playing a Twinkle Variation and Twinkle Theme right after it.
And it's my last chance to thank you for being here today. And also, if you would like more information, you can go to pghma.com and find out about lessons and mentoring and getting involved. It's pghma.com. Did any of you girls have anything you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to say? And does anybody know why there aren't any boys here? Are there boys at Pittsburgh Music Academy learning violin?
You mean viola?
Or viola?
Yes, there are. I know.
Is everybody a violist here today?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. The more you learn. Yeah. Well, we do have two older boys at PMA that do play viola. Let's see. They're both in Book 4, and they... I believe they participate in the Pittsburgh Youth Chamber Orchestra, so that's why they couldn't join us today. So.
And I'm just teasing because we have such great players here, but they all just happen to be girls. Two happen to be wearing shirts with cats on them, too, so I could draw conclusions there as well. Once again, you're going to hear from them, and this is a variation on Twinkle. You'll recognize it, and it'll be a lot of fun to listen to. Thank you, all of you violists, for being here today. I'll never forget the difference at Pittsburgh Music Academy. Didn't they sound great? Pittsburgh Music Academy, the violists. And I do have a couple messages to pass along to you as soon as I have them in front of me here. A couple text messages came in. Maya and Cambria, thanks for sharing such beautiful music. My loves, love you both so much, Daddy. So Micah and Cambria, that message for you. Hello, Anali, I'm listening online and am so proud of you. And I'm glad that message came in. And that gets us up to date. It's now 26 minutes after 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade.